were working with them to ensure that this was going to remain open as a publicly accessible community green space. So, you know, landscaped and with a memorial for the patients and actually marking each of the graves. And that's when everything sort of started to fall apart. We no longer have assurances from IMPD that this will be a publicly accessible site. And we don't have assurances that they will not continue to dig as they have been the last few weeks. So,
why was IMPD out there digging, as far as what were they doing?
So about maybe a year and a half ago, the Mounted Horse Patrol began working with the canine unit to kind of share this space that they occupied. So canine was brought in, they needed a new facility, and they decided to work together with the Mounted Horse Patrol so that it was sort of mutually beneficial. They could both have the facilities that they needed. The place where canine chose to build butts up right against the cemetery, and you know, we reminded them that the cemetery's there. They began digging anyway. They needed to connect a water line to Tibbs, so they started digging a trench through the area that we had identified as the cemetery, knowing that the GPR analysis would be available and would show where there are graves so they could avoid them. They didn't wait for that. They didn't have anyone qualified on site to stop the digging if there were evidence of burials that they were hitting. And so three individuals ended up in their backfill pile before they stopped work and alerted DNR to this. But it didn't end there. So the archaeologists came in and began exhuming bodies that were in the path of this water line. They were, you know, they retrieved the skeletal material from the backfill piles, and they exhumed 10 other individuals, so a total of 13 people. And those will be reinterred elsewhere, but in the meantime, the digging continued, this time underground, where it wasn't visible from the surface. So through the cemetery, they began directional digging to run gas and electrical lines. So damaging who knows how many more graves, only, you know, without any visible evidence of it.
Was there no communication?
No, that's what surprises the most. You know, these both of these groups, the Horse Patrol and Canine, were supposed to have been, you know, partners on this project, and we knew nothing about it until we saw them out there digging. One of my colleagues went over to just kind of find out what was going on, and they were told by the construction crew that nobody had ever mentioned to them that there was a cemetery nearby, much less that they were encroaching on one.
So what's going to be the plan now?
I don't know. You know, we'd love to work with IMPD and the city. This property, again, is owned by the Department of Metropolitan Development. So we'd like to work with both of them to just, you know, protect the cemetery, to ensure this doesn't happen again, and to ensure that the individuals who were exhumed are properly reinterred in a way that is respectful and transparent. But as of a few weeks ago, IMPD no longer communicates with us at all. Since all of this happened, they've really been kind of secretive about what they're doing. We don't know where they stand, and so we don't really know what the future holds. You know, we're continuing our work to kind of rehumanize these patients, to give them back a dignity and a voice that they didn't have in life. But as far as, you know, what that looks like out in the cemetery, we just don't know at this point.